Now joining the Winona Sports Network head coach for the Winona State men's basketball side, Todd Eisner. Coach, a 2-0 weekend for the boys over the weekend. You keep sounding having this tone of worry when it comes to your depth, when it comes to your injuries, but you keep winning games. How have you noticed this team being able to fight through the adversity they have to get the results even this deep into the season?
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing. I think we've had one other year where we've really, you know, used our starters at a high wattage amount in terms of energy and kind of got through the year, and we've been very lucky so far. I mean, a big part of that's going to be injury-based, and if you get anything significant, which we've had significant enough setbacks, but nothing that's put anybody, you know, on the shelf for this season. So we're going to keep, you know, doing what we're doing and keeping our fingers crossed that we can extend our season here a little longer.
If I would have told you after the weekend where you were bested by both St. Cloud and Minnesota State that just a month later you'd be tied for first place in the conference, what would you have said back then?
Well, that was definitely a tough weekend. We hurt ourselves, and we've still got, you know, a lot of work to do, even with only two games left, to try to kind of make up for that, because it's definitely a potential stain on what we're trying to get accomplished. So we didn't make it very easy on ourselves that weekend. Our guys have shown, you know, really throughout the year, an ability to bounce back and have short memories, and we certainly needed to after that weekend because it was a pretty tough weekend.
You've been here, what is it now, 8 years? This will be the conclusion of your eighth season, is that correct?
Tenth
season. Goodness gracious. So with that being said, have you ever seen the top of the conference going into the final weekend have five schools tied in first place?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, and it's very nerve-wracking, obviously, being in this position, just from a standpoint of there's so many things that could still take place. I don't even know what they all are, to be real honest with you. I mean, we've got five teams tied for first and two teams, I guess the official word would be then tied for sixth, one game back of those five teams. So, and it just so plays out schedule-wise that we play, you know, a team that's tied for first and a team that's one game back on the road to end the season. So us and Mankato have a huge challenge in front of us, having to go on the road to see these two teams that that we struggled with, speaking for Winona State, obviously, that we struggled with the first time we saw them.
I kind of just asked the question, but to get a little bit more in-depth about the consistency that you've shown for the most part over the year, I mean, you look at the other teams throughout the conference, and Concordia had a bit of a slow start. They really got running the last month and a half or so. Minnesota State, same thing with Mankato. They had this slow start. And then you look at teams like Minot State, who had the hot start, and they've sort of fallen off. What can you say about the consistency, albeit a couple of bad weekends here and there, from your side throughout this whole season?
Yeah, I mean, our guys, like I said, have been pretty resilient. I thought we were resilient this weekend. I thought we played horrible on Friday, and we're fortunate enough to win. And, you know, I wasn't real fired up about anything that we did on Friday other than the end result and let our guys know about it. And I thought their bounce back on Saturday of day two of a weekend. And the other part to that, Jake, was we hadn't played a Friday-Saturday weekend in four weeks. You know, we had the Northern State single game, and then we had two straight weeks of Wednesday-Saturday. So I was concerned going into Saturday just in terms of an energy level, having to come back because, you know, in a big-picture perfect world, we were going to try to do really well on Friday and maybe not play the starters as many minutes, and that certainly didn't happen. And we ended up playing the starters normal minutes, and yet they came back with a great effort on Saturday, and that kind of sums up our season as they've just been, you know, able to kind of forget and put things in the past and move on to the next. And we're going to have to certainly have a very clear path and short memory going into this weekend. It doesn't really matter what's happened before. We've got to figure out a way to try to win some games this weekend.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner. Before we get on to this weekend, Coach, about the seniors, it's kind of a unique situation that you're in for most of your senior days over your tenure here at Winona State because you have so many transfers. But one of those seniors, Connor Drew, has been here for the long haul. What can you say about the seniors that have come in and really integrated themselves in a perfect way to find this winning culture? And Connor Drew being the steadfast guy who's been here for five seasons now, what can you say about the seniors you honored on Saturday?
Yeah, they've been great. You know, I mean, Connor started for us all 4 years, and the only game he didn't start was last year's senior day. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, he started, you could argue, every day, every game of his career, and has had really steady production, and he's got a great spirit to him and comes to work every day and wants us to be good. And then we just got so fortunate in the portal this year. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just the new way of doing our jobs is, you know, you're going to have guys leave and you go find guys in the portal. And we were able to add, you know, three guys from the portal and the two seniors in Isaiah and JR and then Luke Hurdle. And, you know, all of them have been so important and started, you know, basically every game for us. And the two from Fort Lewis have been able to fit in right away. They've got a great personality to them. They come from great families, so they were raised the right way. They work hard. They knew how to fit in with our guys and have been really good basketball players. So mm-hmm. We got lucky. I know there's times and you can strike out in the portal, and this year was a year that we got really lucky in the portal and added three really, really good pieces.
As we embark on this final weekend here, Coach, the road trip is one thing. I believe it's about 7-ish to Moorhead there. That obviously plays a part. But do you think there's any advantage going into this weekend, having already lost these teams already? You can look at that tape and sort of pinpoint where exactly it went wrong in order to have a better result come this Friday and Saturday.
You'd hope so. I mean, the challenge is going to be Moorhead's playing the best of anybody in the league, mm-hmm. and then they got Jacob Beninga back this past weekend. So their first team all league player is now back playing for them. Didn't play against us. They've won six in a row. They're playing at a really, really high level, and they're a tough matchup for us. We just don't fit their matchups very well. They're really big at the 2, 3, and 4, and we're not. And they added Carson Johnson once Beninga got hurt. He's mm-hmm. averaging 19 a game as a freshman, and so and then they got 7-1 at the center. So I mean, it's just, that one's a tough matchup for us. Obviously, we for lack of a better word, gave the game away in the last 75 seconds against St. Cloud, and yet they're playing much better. They've won 8 of their last 10, starting with our game, mm-hmm. and those two losses are at Moorhead in double overtime, and then I think they lost to, it might have been Duluth, and mm-hmm. We kind of catapulted them into a new level of confidence, and they're just making winning play after winning play. So I mean, I don't think we can, you know, revenge isn't going to be the right probably word this week. I think we're going to have to play really, really well because we're running into two teams that are playing as well as anybody in our league.
Obviously, the message throughout the entire year, Coach, has been you got to win these games because the NSIC is so, you know, convoluted at the top. It's so tight at the top here. But you go into these final games and you can sort of see it on the page where it's like, all right, we got to get these wins and then we can solidify a really good spot in the conference tournament. How are you delivering the message any differently, if any differently, this coming weekend? Or is it the same as you have been for the last, you know, 2 months?
Yeah, it's funny because the conference seedings for the tournament, now we have secured a home game, which, you know, you'd think being tied for first would be a no-brainer, but I don't know for sure, Jake, but I think there would be a worst-case scenario where we could still end up being the eighth seed, mm-hmm. and I don't know that for sure. Obviously, you know, it doesn't need to go into all the details, but if we would not do well this weekend and end up at 14-8, there could be a couple other teams at 14-8, and those teams will be the, you know, the 5th, 6th, 7th, mm-hmm. 8th seed. We obviously would prefer to, avoid that scenario. And we've just got to play better. We played horrible against both teams. Obviously gave the game away against St. Cloud in the last 2 minutes, as I mentioned, and then just didn't show up against Moorhead. And Moorhead mm-hmm. had a lot to do with that, but I'd just love to give them both a better effort, a more consistent 40-minute effort. And if we do that, I mean, we played as well as we could play this past Saturday. And if we could carry that into this weekend, I'd feel really good about our chances going into both places.
Final question for you today, Coach. Looking back to last season, you had the very different team. As we know, you went into the portal a lot this last offseason, but to think back from your perspective and your point of view, what went wrong at the end of that season where everything really went right, but you just missed out on the second postseason opportunity getting into the big dance. How are you sort of using that information from last year going into the final couple of games of this season and going into the conference tournament to where it's important to have that success in the conference tournament, but if you want to get into the big dance too, you also need a couple of more wins. Is there anything that you learned from last season that you're trying to incorporate differently into this close of the season?
You know, not really. I think at the end of the day, you can't control what other leagues do. You know, I mean, we were in a good enough position getting to the semifinals last year, and then Pitt State out of the MIAA makes a run to the finals of their tournament and knocks us out. I mean, so you can't control what goes on in the GAC. You can't control what goes on in the MIAA. And, you know, and our league tournament is a week before those two league tournaments. So, you know, you can be done with the league tournament and feel pretty good about your situation, and a lot of things that you can't control, you know, can get thrown in your face. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you try to win as many games you possibly can. I think it's important once we get through this week. If you know, at the beginning of the year, if you win your home games and you split on the road, you feel like you've been doing a pretty good job. We gave away, you know, at least one for sure at the, you know, at home in the St. Cloud game, but yet, you know, we won at Southwest, and I think at the end of the day, you kind of we won at Duluth. I mean, so, you know, you talk to coaches and they say there's going to be two games every year where you say you should have won, and there's probably two games in a season where you probably shouldn't have won, and hopefully they even out at the end of the year, and then I think you get to the postseason, and you know, you probably aren't going to do yourself any favors if you get knocked out in the first round, whether that's you know, at home or whether you get a bye to go to Sioux Falls. So I think we got to try to figure out a way to, you know, do as best we can this weekend and see where that takes us. And then we'll have a better idea going into the NSIC tournament of do we need to make the semifinals? Do we need to make the finals? And then you can always go win it and control your own destiny. So, but, you know, those are things that we'll deal with starting next Sunday. And right now our focus is going to have to be on Moorhead and St. Cloud and figuring out a way to be better than we were the first time we played both those teams.
Friday night, it'll be at Moorhead, 5:30 tip. Saturday afternoon, it's a 3:30 tip in St. Cloud. That's head coach for the Winona State men, Todd Eisner. Appreciate the time as always, coach. Good luck this week. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate it.